Okay, yeah, it's recording. Hey, it's me, Jeannie. Anyways, I made this mixtape for you. I know you used to make them for me all the time, so I thought, God, I thought I'd make you one. My parents got me this new boombox for my birthday. I know, I'm 18 now. We always said we would take your car and just drive. No end in sight when I turned 18. God, it just feels so empty without you, Eileen. It feels. Trying this again. Eileen, I made you a mixtape. I know you always say my music taste is terrible, but I learned from the best. And you've missed so much in the last 2 years. If you when you come back, I have so much to catch you up on. One more time. Hey, Eileen, it's Jeannie. I'm making you my very first mixtape. My parents got me this boombox for my birthday, and so the first thing I wanted to do was make this for you. Even though you're not here. I don't believe what everyone is saying. You're not dead. You're not. You're gonna get these tapes when you come back, and you're gonna make fun of my awful music taste, and God, I just miss you. It's been 2 years. I'm graduating in 3 months, and you should be here next to me, throwing those stupid hats in the air and making fun of George Brownstone's horrible cliché speech. Using up all my film on photos of your shoes. Seriously, Kenny? Where was I? I know you're not supposed to talk so much before the music, so maybe I'll just make separate tapes. I got a job at the Kodak on Main like I always wanted to, so at least I can afford extras. Not that my parents would like me doing that, but whatever. They let Kenny drop out of college and move back home, so to hell with it. I can buy some extra tapes to record messages to my best friend. Kenny, I can't hear with your idiot mouth open. God, Dipstick. Do you remember how excited I was for him to move out? Before you and Leon and everyone else disappeared. He's just a useless dirtbag meathead, I swear. He smokes more than ever now. I'm surprised Mom hasn't ransacked his room and thrown out his cigarettes like she used to. Sorry, why am I talking about my idiot brother? You never liked him, and I don't blame you. I wanted to tell you what you've missed, not about Kenneth. Well, your sister, Paula, not Ariana, claims she's a psychic now. Your parents have tried to get her to stop telling people that, but you know Paula. She's determined to make a business out of it, even though she's only 12. My parents have decided that I'm going to university whether we can afford it or not. I told them I want to be a photographer, but you know, you can imagine how well that turned out.
Jeanette, that's not a career. You're so very lucky to have the option to go to school at all. Children in Africa are starving to death, Jeanette. They're starving, and you're denying your right to education, Jeanette.
Ugh. Whatever. Like, now that Kenny's gone and fucked up his life, it's all on my shoulders to be the golden child. Like, whatever. Kenny's a lost cause. Guess we'll shove all of our hopes and our dreams onto our other one. Shit. I don't want to leave Port Hope until you come back. You're coming back. I'm not giving up. I'm not. And if everyone else is giving up, then I guess it'll be me. I'm going to keep recording these tapes, and I'm going to go to the spot that you all disappeared, and I'm going to Nancy Drew this shit, okay? 6 people can't have just disappeared into thin air. I don't believe the story that you all ran away together, or that you fell into the sinkhole or off the cliffs. The police in this town don't know anything. Eileen, I'm going to find out what happened to you. They never even found a hair, just all of your footprints leading to nowhere. Leon's car parked at the bottom of the hill by the old abandoned Miller house with his keys still in the ignition. Ugh. Leon, I swear if he had something to do with this, God, what were you even doing with him anyways? I know you thought he was cute, God knows why, but enough to hang out with him and those seniors? God, Eileen, I wish I had never said anything that night. I should have gone with you. Maybe I could have stopped whatever happened. You were always the smart one of the two of us. If the situation was whack, you would have run. It's been 2 years. I'm not getting over this no matter what my parents keep saying. I know Kenny is still messed up about Leon too, even if he'll never say it. You've missed so much. I guess we'll just start with some songs that I want you to hear when you get back. So, here it is. I'm calling this one, Can You Hear Me? I feel like you'll appreciate my attempt at poetry here. Always something there to remind me, the naked eyes. If you leave orchestral maneuvers in the dark. Here comes the rain again, Eurythmics. Shout, Tears for Fears. And Time After Time, Cyndi Lauper. It's not much. Some of these just reminded me of you. Do you remember how you had that whole dance to the chorus of Time After Time? I used to pretend it annoyed me, but it never did, Eileen. It never did. Anyway, I guess that's that. Tape one.
You've reached the Walton family. Sorry we can't come to the phone right now. But if you leave a message, we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Hi, Sharon, it's me. I just wanted to know if Eileen is still there. If she is, can you tell her to come home? I need her home by 4. She's babysitting the girls for me today. Oh, yeah, I know what I wanted to ask you. Are we still on for bridge for Thursday? Okay, I'll talk to you later. Thanks. Hey, Sharon. Sorry to leave you another message, but it's getting really close to 4. I hope Eileen's already left. And if she hasn't, can you please make sure she leaves right now? I know the girls like to chat, but I really need her home right now. Thanks. Call me. Hi, Sharon. Is Eileen there? We're really getting worried. Please call me right away.
Mixtape is written, produced, and edited by Natalie Caputi. Directed by Natalie Caputi and Ellen Chance. The voice of Jeannie is Ellen Chance. The voice of Kenneth is Lee Orr. The voice of Sharon Walton is Natalie Caputi. The voice of Dorothy Brennan is Jackie Caputi. Mixtape was produced in Humber College's Film and Multiplatform Storytelling Graduate Certificate Program.